RelicRadio.com presents tales of the strange and bizarre, the weird and the wicked. Stories not necessarily of the supernatural, but of the unnatural. Join us now for Strange Tales, featuring radio drama at its most mysterious and unusual. Strange Tales. Thanks for joining me once again. Our story comes from Theater 5 this week, one of the last radio dramas produced for the ABC Radio Network. It aired 5 days a week at 5 p.m., produced 260 broadcasts from August of 1964 to July of 1965. Our story this week is from April 5th, 1965. It's titled The Welcome Lady.
What is it?
You know that old Mrs. Wilson that lives next door?
Who?
Mrs. Wilson.
Yeah. What about her?
I think she's a witch or something.
Huh? What do you mean?
I said I think she's a witch.
Oh, don't be absurd, honey.
She is. I just know she is.
Look, Valerie, Mrs. Wilson is a sweet old lady who happens to live next door to us.
Oh, yes? Then what's she doing standing at the end of the bed?
Theater 5 presents The Welcome Lady.
Good morning, my dear. I hope you will forgive me for ringing your bell so early, but I'm the welcome lady.
Oh, you are?
As chairman of the Harrison Manor Homes for Modern Living Welcoming Committee, I thought I ought to extend every effort to see that you're as comfortable as possible in your new home.
Oh, the welcoming committee? But the development is so new.
Oh, it's not really a committee. I just thought I'd take it on myself to greet the newcomers. I hope you'll join me in welcoming new arrivals as they come.
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty busy.
Oh, are you busy right now? Perhaps I should come back later.
Oh, no. No, I was just cleaning the house.
Good. Can I step in for a minute? This strong sunlight hurts my eyes.
Oh, yes. Yes, please do.
Thank you so much. We're very lucky to live next door to nice young people like you. I was saying to Charles just the other day.
Charles? I thought you lived alone, Mrs. Wilson.
Oh, mercy, we do. Oh, you mustn't mind me. I've lived alone so long, I quite forget about other people. Mr. Charles is my cat.
Oh.
Mr. Lucifer P. Charles is his full name. Oh, he's such an imp. When he's good, I call him Mr. Charles, but when he's full of the devil, I call him Lucifer.
As a matter of fact, we do have a little kitten. She just came and stayed. She must be around. Oh, there she is.
Oh, my goodness. The way she scampered off.
That's funny.
Well, I guess it's a little scary for city folks at first. Loneliness and all. Oh, well, there I go, prattling on. I've lived alone so long, I don't really know how other people feel about things. Oh, here, I baked these for you this morning.
What?
Apple turnovers, right out of the oven.
Oh, Mrs. Wilson, you shouldn't have.
Not another word. You know, I couldn't sleep a wink last night. I kept thinking about you nice young people that moved in next door and what I could do for you because, well, after all, I am the president of the welcoming committee, so I popped out of bed and started baking these apple turnovers.
I really don't know what to say. You've been so thoughtful. I have so little to offer in return. Would you like a cup of coffee?
Oh, I couldn't do that. You're so busy. You're still in the process of unpacking. But, well, since you insist, maybe just one cup. I must say you brew a delicious concoction of coffee. For a young bride, that is.
More, Mrs. Wilson?
Oh, not just now, dear. I must say, I don't know when I've prattled on for so long about so little.
It's been most interesting. You say your family's always lived in this area?
Oh, for generations. Harrison Manor Estates was named after the mansion that stood where my house now stands. Your house is built over what was once the East Wing. It was a magnificent old house with great white pillars on the front porch. My great-grandfather built it.
How did you lose it?
Oh, the world moved in around us while we stood still. Over the years, my father and grandfather sold all the property until only the old house was left. Then one day, that nice Mr. Levine told me he was going to build a modern subdivision, and it wouldn't look nice to have an old haunted house sitting right in the middle of it. Well, I thought, why not? Why not, Bess, old girl? You've been too long by yourself, and I didn't mind so much losing the house itself, but this was all country out here before. Oh, you should have seen it. It was all trees and woods and birds, but they tore it all down and built these rows of boxes, ugly little boxes. He should have told me he was going to replace my beautiful old woods and house with little boxes.
Well, that's the way things go. But you don't mean that your house was really haunted, do you?
Oh, yes, quite. Little children used to come out here to throw rocks at it. I'd be sitting alone inside with stones bouncing off the shutters. Oh, sometimes I'd grab my broom and run outside to chase them away. That's why they called me the Wicked Old Witch. They were afraid of me.
That sounds terrible.
You don't believe me, do you?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, young people today don't believe anything. No one believes what a lovely old house it was.
Oh, I'm sure it was. But I'm not sure I believe it was haunted.
Of course it was.
Oh.
You see, my people used to own this whole county. My great-granddaddy was something like a king in these parts, or so folks say. They say he had a dungeon in the cellar of the east wing of the old house. Right under the very spot where your house now stands. And in the old days, late at night, I'd hear screams coming from the old east wing that, well, they just make your hair stand on end.
Oh, Mrs. Wilson, I can't believe that.
You mean you haven't heard them?
Well, of course not. How could I? The old mansion is gone.
Oh, but the spirits are still here, tied to the earth. Sometimes, late at night, I stand outside that newest paint house of mine, looking toward yours, and I can still hear the screams of those poor, demented creatures rising from the earth right beneath your house.
Mrs. Wilson!
Well, it's true. You can almost see those tortured souls floating in the night air, right above the rows of those imitation shake roof shingles. And when that happens, I almost wish my great-granddaddy was still alive so he could put that nice Mr. Levine and all the other people who made everything ticky-tacky deep in his dungeon. Then they'd wish they'd never come here.
Mrs. Wilson, please.
Oh, I frightened you. Oh, I didn't mean to do that, my dear. I'm just an old woman that's lived alone too long, and when I get to thinking of how people have taken advantage of me with this housing development.
Mrs. Wilson, won't you have a taste of your apple turnovers before you go?
Oh, no, my dear. I couldn't possibly
do that.
Oh,
please do. And I could eat some more coffee.
Oh, no, no. I cooked them especially for you and your husband.
But you can't leave without having a tea.
Oh, no, no, no.
Then I shall have one.
No, not now. Oh, what I mean to say is that now you leave them in the refrigerator until your husband comes home. It gives the fruit juices time to set in the pastry properly.
Oh, all right, Mrs. Wilson.
That's a reasonable girl. I said to myself when the two of you moved in, there are two very reasonable young people if I ever saw them.
Well, I have a lot of work to do this morning.
Oh, yes, of course. Excuse me. I'm such an old fool. I get to chatting away and I don't realize what time it is.
Well, come over at any time, Mrs. Wilson.
Oh, I will, I will. That is, if you're not too busy. I mean, if you're still here.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the way you young people move around so much these days, nobody ever knows where you are. Why, you could disappear from the face of the earth. Now you take that young couple that lived across the street. Here one day and gone the next.
Oh, I think we'll be here a while.
Not from what I can read in your face. Oh, I read people's faces, you know. I can see a lot that isn't spoken. In your face, I can see a lot of sadness and, well, perhaps it's best not to speak of that right now. Perhaps another time.
What do you see, Mrs. Wilson?
Oh, nothing you don't already know. Good day, my child.
Goodbye, Mrs. Wilson. She's a witch, I tell you. She's a witch.
Oh, now, Valerie, you're being hysterical. There's no such thing as witches these days. They went out of style with horsehair sofas and hitching posts.
You didn't see her, Warren. She sat right in that chair and threatened me.
How did she threaten you?
She said we were going to move soon because we destroyed her valley and trees. She said she could read it in my face.
That doesn't make sense. Now, what did she really say?
She said she could read people's faces. The things they have hidden there.
Oh, a lot of old people are like that. They believe they can read special signs or hands or what have you just because they're old.
Then why'd you say we were going to move?
Because we are, sooner or later. We're young. Young people change jobs. They move. Everybody knows that. Before we moved in here, we expected to move again in a year or two. You knew that.
No, you don't understand, Warren. She's going to make us move because we destroyed her woods and her home by moving in here.
Oh, Valerie.
She was threatening us, Warren. She sat right there and threatened to make us move.
Valerie.
You don't understand because you didn't see her. She's even horrible to look at. Half her teeth are missing and white whiskers coming out of her chin like bean sprouts.
And I suppose she had a black cat sitting on her shoulder staring at you with yellow eyes all the time she talked to you.
She does have a cat. And it's named Lucifer.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Its name is Lucifer P. Charles.
Do we have anything to eat?
She talks to it all the time.
Say, here are some apple turnovers. Did you bake these, Val?
She's an evil, dirty old woman, Warren. She even smells funny. I'd open the window after she left.
Apple turnovers and milk. That sounds good.
And her great-great-grandfather used to torture people right beneath this very house.
Do we have any milk?
No. You're not going to eat those.
Yes, then why not?
Because she made them, that's why.
And what's wrong with that? My grandmother used to make apple turnovers, and I love them.
But you don't see, she's trying to poison us with them or something.
Valerie.
I mean it, Warren. They probably drugged or something. She wants us out of here, out of this house.
Valerie, this nonsense has got to stop. Poor old Mrs. Wilson is just a little old lady who's probably a little strange from living alone so long. Last night you said she was standing at the foot of our bed, and now you say she's feeding us poison turnovers.
She was at the foot of the bed.
Oh, she was not. You know it as well as I. I got up and turned on the light. And there's nothing in these turnovers but apples.
Don't eat that.
Not only am I going to eat this turnover, but you're going to have a bite, too.
Warren, no.
That doesn't taste bad. Not as good as grandmother used to make, but not bad. Val?
No, Warren. No.
Valerie, you've got to put a check on that wild imagination of yours. You can't persecute an old lady just because you think she's a witch. Every place we go, anybody who looks a little different, you accuse of being up to something outrageous. Now prove to both of us you have nothing to fear by taking a bite.
Well, all right, Warren. If you say so.
See? They're really delicious, after all.
I still don't like her. Warren! She's outside!
What?
She's looking in that window!
Well, I don't see.
She was looking in that window, but she's gone now. She tricked us, Warren! Somehow she tricked us! What you say, we're moving.
That's ridiculous.
Warren, I turned around from the washing machine, and she was standing right behind me.
It's just as she explained to you. She knocked, but you didn't hear because of the noise of the washer. The door was open, so she walked down to the cellar. You didn't hear her until she was right behind you, and it scared you.
Warren, she has to have a secret passageway into this house.
Oh, Valerie!
I know it! How else would she have gotten into our bedroom that night?
She wasn't in our bedroom.
How else could she know you like apple turnovers?
Everybody likes apple turnovers.
Oh, Warren. When I took her back up the stairs to let her out again, the basement door was locked from the inside.
It could have locked behind her?
You can explain everything. And what about my kitten? It took one look at her and ran like it was scared to death. Now I can't find it anywhere.
Cats come and go in the country, Val. It'll come back.
I don't care anymore. I'm not staying here.
Valerie!
I mean it, Warren. Either we move from here together or I move alone. That woman is a witch.
Now that does it. As far as I can see, there's only one thing to do. Come along.
Where are we going?
Next door to talk to Mrs. Wilson. You're going to see for yourself that she's nothing but a harmless old lady who's lived by herself too long.
But it's raining.
Well, throw a coat over your shoulders. You're not made of salt. You won't melt.
Nobody's home.
Give her time to answer.
Warren, I want to go home.
No, I... Door's open.
Warren, I'm scared.
Come on, maybe the old girl's in trouble.
Dark in here.
I'll strike a match and see if we can find a light.
Look. Look at this room. It's as if the furniture were 100 years old. Outside's brand new, but the wallpaper is coming off the wall.
Oh, here's a light.
Doesn't work.
The power must be out because of the storm.
Warren!
The wind just blew the door shut and my match went out.
Can't get out of here.
Of course we can. The door's stuck.
Warren, I'm frightened. Warren!
Sounds like a cat. Wait till I strike another match.
It's our kitten. Here, kitty. Kitty, 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 kitty. Come here, kitty.
It's going through the other room. Come on. Maybe she'll take us to Mrs. Wilson. No, nobody here.
How can you tell?
My eyes are getting used to the dark. Look, you can see the cat's eyes.
She's going through another door.
Mrs. Wilson! Mrs. Wilson! We can't just leave her here in this dark house if something has happened to her. Come on, this way.
Warren, this house is the same size as ours, but there are more rooms.
No, it just seems that way. The kitten's going down those stairs.
I'm not going to move another step.
Oh, this is ridiculous. There's nothing to be afraid of.
I know, but...
We can see a little, and I have plenty of matches.
Well...
You want to get your kitten, don't you? Mrs. Wilson may have gotten hurt down in the basement trying to fix the fuse or something.
Oh, Warren.
Come on, Val. Hold my hand.
Warren!
Yes, Val?
This isn't a basement. It's a tunnel.
seems strange. Must be the cellar of the old house. They didn't close it off.
Warren! Behind us!
It's an iron gate. All rusted.
But it closed all by itself. We're trapped.
Well, it has to come out somewhere. Let's see. Maybe you were right about a secret passage to our house.
The gate.
All we have to do is go ahead. Come on.
Keep going. Keep going. But we can't. There's a door.
Good. We'll try it.
Hello. Welcome to Harrison Manor. I'm the welcome lady. I hope you'll be very happy here. Now, let's just close the door to be more cozy.
But you can't keep us here. You have no right.
You had no right to take away my white pillars and the willow tree.
But we didn't. It was Mr. Levine.
Oh, he's here, too, somewhere. Maybe you can find him if you follow the smell of the cigar smoke. And that nice young couple that lived across the road, they're in here someplace, too. I haven't seen them in a long time, but you know how young people are, always coming and going. Why, they could disappear and you'd never know it. Now I have to go and see if anyone has moved into that new little box on the hill. I'm the welcome lady, you know.
Theater 5 has presented The Welcome Lady, written by George Bamber, directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Larry Robinson, Connie Brigham, and Ruth York. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastatsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Otter. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.
There's more from Theater 5, Strange Tales, the Relic Radio podcasts, and our Shoutcast stream at relicradio.com. Lots to listen to there. All made possible by your support. If you'd like to help out, visit donate.relicradio.com or click on one of the links on the website. Your donations make all of this possible. Thanks to those who have helped out. Thanks for joining me this week. Be back next Sunday with another episode of Relic Radio's Strange Tales.